Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, sponsored by GEICO. Did you know that right now GEICO is offering an extra 15% credit, car, motorcycle, and RV policies on top of what GEICO could already save you? So what are you waiting for? Visit GEICO.com to learn more. Fans of spring football got a lifeline yesterday as the XFL was purchased by an ownership group which was led by Dwayne The Rock Johnson for approximately $15 million. And so a man that has worked inside the XFL as well as the Alliance of American Football and formerly the GM of the Saints and the Dolphins, an executive for the Chargers and the Seahawks, and the 2000 NFL Executive of the Year, Randy Mueller joins us this morning on the show. Randy, good morning.
Hey, David, good morning to you.
I appreciate you being with us. And what was your reaction to the news yesterday that The Rock and the Redbird Investment Group had purchased the XFL?
You know, it was one of, I think everybody was excited. You know, I was excited to hear it. I was excited to read that it was The Rock. It's really a solid group that put together the proposal. I was a little surprised that it didn't follow through with the auction like it had planned, but I had followed it. I think most of us that spent any time in the XFL had followed it. And I think it's probably a good marriage. We'll see what happens. I have no idea how they're going to set it up and really play football and when they'll play football again. But I think it was pretty cool that he's involved in it. And you know his passion for what he gets into. Successful businessman, much of the same like Vince McMahon.
You saw the insides of both spring leagues recently, the Alliance and the XFL. What were the differences between the two?
Well, I think the easy answer is capital funding. Obviously, the things that we were able to do in the XFL came with a legitimate funding plan. We were able to have really good care for our players. We took care of not only the players but the staff, the people we were involved with in the cities. It's hard to operate on a shoestring budget, and the AAF was a struggle from the start with finances, and we didn't have that problem in the XFL. That was the biggest difference.
So if finances weren't the problem, then were you pretty shocked that they pulled the plug on the entire league? I know many of us were on the outside.
Yeah, I think it definitely caught everybody off guard. But then when you think about it, I mean, we're right in the beginning of the coronavirus plug being pulled on a lot of things in our world, as we all have found and grown to adjust to. But it definitely took some of us by surprise. I think the product had proved that it was viable. TV networks liked it. The ratings were decent. People were excited about it. Shoot, we were in Houston, June Jones and I, and we were averaging 20,000 or so a game. And the marketing side had really done a great job there. So it had kind of proved that people want to see football, whether it's fall or spring.
Randy Mueller joins us, executive within the NFL, the Alliance, the XFL, joining us this morning after the XFL's purchase for $15 million yesterday. Do you have any sense of if you'll have a role or what your job might be if and when things restart, perhaps in the spring?
You know, I don't at all, David. I don't think anybody really does. It kind of depends on the direction and the timing, obviously. I did read some comments yesterday by the new ownership group. I know one thing, they have to be approved by a bankruptcy judge still, so that has to happen. And then there was a lot of talk of trying to put together a league that could actually maybe even play within a bubble in 2021. Obviously, that would be the key, I think. There's a lot of doubts out there in the real world. Even the NFL is feeling that right now. So to undergo a construction of a bubble for football is totally different than these other sports. So I think everybody's in a wait-and-see mode right now.
You have very unique insight into the NFL and training and team building and executing a season. Do you think it's realistic for the NFL to complete its season this year?
I think it's definitely realistic to attempt. I think in this day and age, it may be, and this may be more important than X's and O's, than players' ability, it's the players' discipline and the staff's discipline. I think that's going to be where the success is found in the NFL. If they're to go forward with the plan they have, and I think it's a good plan. It's well thought out. Smarter people than me, obviously, have put it together. But I think it's all about the discipline of the players, the staff, and the decisions that they make in order to stay inside that bubble and keep it from being punctured. That's the key. We're seeing things spring up around these other leagues. And you're talking about, from a number standpoint, you know, times 10, times 15, when you're talking about a football group. So it's going to be hard. I think the teams that have the best leadership, the teams that have the most vocal leadership, that can move forward in this environment and kind of perfect the process of testing and the daily things, that it's going to be a grind and it's going to be different. And people are going to have to set their lives aside for the most part for the next 5-6 months in some cases. That's going to be hard. But that will determine as much as anything, one, whether it goes forward and survives this coronavirus and those, so that they can play within it, but also who's successful as a football team.
You said you liked the plan. There were some good ideas. What specifically do you like about the NFL's plan to come back?
Well, I personally like the penalties that are built in for people that breach. I definitely think there needs to be some accountability. I think you've got to find a way to it's one thing to talk about it. Hey, we got to stay within the bubble, blah, blah, blah. It's another thing to hold people accountable financially for it. And I think if players haven't changed. I think if you can make them feel it a little bit in the pocketbook, they're more apt to stay within the rules and guidelines. So I do like that. I like the expansion of the rosters, especially the practice squad at 16 now. That's where the majority of your replacements are going to come from. So being able to expand that list and have a lot of options or some options going forward, because you'll probably have some tests that come up positive. So you got to give yourself options. I think those are two of the things that jumped out at me originally, and I think those are going to be two crucial things that need to be managed throughout the process.
Randy Mueller has worked for multiple NFL front offices. He joins us this morning on the show. What do you think about the attempt to play football with no preseason games? What do you think the effect is going to be?
Well, I think you'll see it. I don't know this. The trained eye will see it. I don't know if the normal fan will see it. But I think it's going to be a little sloppy to start with. It's going to be, the second or third preseason game type quality in the first three or four games of the regular season. Your tackling, I think, will be a little shoddy. Special teams play is going to be a struggle early on. Again, put up against standards that we're used to have seen in the NFL. So that's going to take a while to come together. And I think that's going to be, again, like I said, recognizable for the pros to see. I don't know how if the fans will know the difference or not. And it's not like they're pulling the wool over their eyes. It's just the fact that if you don't practice certain things, you're not going to be great at them until you get a few reps under your belt. And we're not going to have any preseason reps at all.
Hmm. Randy Mueller joining us this morning on the show. He was the GM for the Saints and the Dolphins, the 2000 NFL Executive of the Year. He also worked for the Chargers and the Seahawks as an executive, and has worked for the Alliance and the XFL. The XFL yesterday purchased by Dwayne The Rock Johnson for $15 million plus his investment group. Randy, this was really enlightening. Thanks so much for doing it. Hopefully the XFL gets off the ground again, and hopefully you're part of it, and I appreciate the time today.
Hey, anytime, Dave. I enjoyed it.
Okay, thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.